Coming to you from various places around the world, this is the Global Exhibitor Podcast, the podcast designed to help exhibitors succeed internationally.
And only time really will give us the true perspective and clarity to reveal just how big of a change this really is and what kind of impact that we have. But I want to talk about how we respond versus reacting.
Your host for the Global Exhibitor Podcast is Jeff Hanna, a designer, entrepreneur, business strategist, industry thought leader, and student of world cultures based in the United States. Here's your host, Jeff Hanna.
Thank you, Craig, and hi, everyone. Welcome to this episode of the Global Exhibitor Podcast. Today, I'm going to be sharing with you from a talk that I gave at the end of April 2020 for IFES, the International Federation of Exhibition and Event Services. They asked me to speak, and my topic was the Great Global Reset. And it's really looking at the pandemic through the eyes of culture and what impact that's made on the industry globally, as well as how people from different cultures react to the pandemic. Anyway, I hope you enjoy this session, The Great Global Reset. Thank you very much. It's good to be here. Thank you, Uta, for the invitation, and hi to everyone. Many of you I do know, some of you I don't. I can't see who's all there, but to all of you around the world, good evening. Some of you, good morning, good afternoon. It's good to be sharing with you, and it's an honor for me to be having the privilege to share with you. I'm not an expert on COVID-19. I'm not an expert on the economy. I do know a little bit about the trade show industry and event industry, and I know some about culture, so I'm going to share with you from my perspective. And I wanted to look at this COVID situation through the eyes of culture, and I've created this presentation, The Great Global Reset, which I see it as a opportunity to reset, and I'm using the word opportunity, but it is sometimes a challenge for many of the things that we're facing. So I want to put it in the context of culture, look at it through the context of culture. This situation's unique in that it's not localized, it's not isolated, it's not regional, it's not a country, it's not a continent or a culture. It's a human situation that we're facing right now, and it's impacting across all of those boundaries. And we may all respond differently based on our cultural views, our temperament, and other factors, our economies. But there are shared human characteristics that we're all experiencing this impact, and I imagine that you're all at home right now, just like I am. But we as humans are facing this, and we as an industry are facing this. And really, we're in uncharted territory. Some of us are facing scared times. We have never been here before. And I think this has the impact, as I didn't really think that a month ago maybe, or 6 weeks ago, didn't think that it has as big of an impact as it does. But as it's unfolded, I realized that it was bigger and more profound and more disruptive than I thought it was going to be. But people are scared in some situations. There's a lot of uncertainty. People are hurting. There's some who are panicked, some who are cautious, some who are distrusting what they're hearing from the media. Some are worried. I have one of my best friends is in ICU in another state, fighting for his life. And so when it hits close to you with someone you know well, it does make an impact. Sometimes people are frustrated and angry about what's happening, feeling a loss, or people that you know may have already died or had some other issues. And we've all, I'm sure, faced a financial aspect of this that's hurting our companies and our businesses. So a lot of uncertainty and unsurety. And what is the direction? Where do we go from here? And we need some interpretation, and we need some inspiration, I think, in some context for how to look at this situation. I do believe it's permanently reshaping culture. It's reshaping business, and crises often change things for people. Crisis does, you know, you can have change that happens over long terms, but you can also have a crisis that changes things. And you can see that things have changed and continue to change often on a daily basis. Sometimes things get announced and we're not even surprised anymore because we've heard so many previous announcements that it's one more thing that's changing. So I'm not even surprised now to hear that. But we're all being reshaped by this pandemic, and our industry is being reshaped by it as well. One thing that I want to point out is rarely does anyone know when they're making history that they're making it, when they're making it. So some of us are living through this situation and realize that it is making a big impact, but it is changing. We're going to have a scar from this. We're going to have a lasting impact from it. And only time really will give us the true perspective and clarity to reveal just how big of a change this really is and what kind of impact that we have. But I want to talk about how we respond versus reacting. If we respond, it's calm, it's measured, it's intentional, it's rational, versus reacting, which is more impulsive or sometimes overreacting, tense, aggressive, and without thought. And we may not be able to control the situation that we're in right now or the circumstances, but we can only control our response. And if life has given us lemons, are we going to make lemonade or just keep the lemons? I think at some level, maybe as human beings, I don't know for sure, and I would never wish this situation on anyone, but as human beings, maybe we needed some kind of reset. Maybe I started thinking about this a number of weeks ago, thinking about that it's not that big of a deal, to minimize it, to downplay. But then I started also thinking about, from a human perspective, what is the purpose of it? And depending on your cultural orientation or your religious views or your political views, you can interpret it any way that you want. You might think there is absolutely no purpose for this, it's just a random situation, or you might believe that there is a purpose for it. But either way, we're still in the situation, in the midst of it. Life has given us these lemonades, and what will we do with them? I found a quote of a guy that is a writer named Pico Iyer, and I like what he said. And he said this actually several years ago before this pandemic, but he says, in an age of speed, this is from a book that he wrote called The Art of Stillness, Adventures in Going Nowhere, which we can all relate to, right? Adventures in Going Nowhere. But he's a travel writer, but he wrote a book about the art of stillness because he spent much of his life traveling. And he says, in an age of speed, nothing could be more invigorating than going slow. In an age of distraction, nothing can feel more luxurious than paying attention. And in an age of constant movement, nothing is more urgent than sitting still. And I think we can relate to this on some levels. And maybe some of us needed to slow down. Maybe some of us needed to rest a little more than normal. Maybe some of us needed to pay attention to some things that we weren't paying attention to. And maybe some of us needed to be still for just a moment. And some of us needed a reset, like a reboot of your computer. Maybe your business needed to be rebooted. Maybe our industry did. And maybe some people did. And maybe the world did. It's hard to know for sure. A reset doesn't mean a shutdown or an ending. It will come back, but it may take a few minutes if you're rebooting a computer, to use that analogy. There may have been some software updates, some security updates. It may look a little different. The interface might look a little different when it comes back up. It may work a little differently, but hopefully it will be better after the reset. And we are resilient as human beings. We truly are not in this alone. as individuals, and we should not think that we're in it alone. We have an incredible capacity as human beings to change and survive throughout all kinds of difficulties, and we will beat this. We have strength and ability to adapt ourselves to change. That's one thing that's made us so unique as human beings. In our industry, sometimes we compete with one another. Sometimes we collide with one another, and sometimes we collaborate with one another. And this is one of those times that we need to collaborate with one another and with organizations like IFAS and UFI, which I know are also working on these issues, and EDPA and others. But I think it's also important that we recognize, firstly, that what the situation is, that we recognize it sooner rather than later, and that each of us is going to respond differently, like each person who might get the disease has a different physiological or biological response. Every one of us will react differently. All of our companies are going to react differently, and each culture and country is going to respond differently to the restrictions and measures they put in place. But we can proactively chart a course that make plans to respond, to set a direction and see a course as soon as we did start to recognize what was going on. But part of that is to reevaluate during this time. And what I would encourage you to do is ask yourself, what are we doing and why are we doing it that way? Should we continue doing everything the same way that we've always done it? I remember Ben said to me some years ago, he said, or I heard him give a talk, he was saying that our biggest challenge as an industry is not competing against one another, it's competing against the media, other forms of media, other things that are taking the attention. And right now I've even been contacted by companies that are in the digital space that don't do face-to-face, that are trying to capitalize on this opportunity themselves and use it as an opportunity to get in front of people that can't be in the face-to-face arena, who can't go and do events. They're trying to do it digitally. And I'm not saying that in and of itself is a bad thing. They're trying to survive and expand their businesses. But we are going to have to look at that as well, and I'll talk more about that in just a minute. But we also need to not only reevaluate things, we need to reprioritize. Often in a situation like this, we can consider again what is most important for us. Right now, we might just be looking at how am I going to survive this? How am I going to be keeping my job if you're an employee? How are you going to keep your employees employed if you're a company owner or director? Or if you're one of the industry associations, how can we keep our industry alive? But in all of that situation, we may be reprioritizing a lot of different things. And then also, we need to reconnect with one another like we're doing. And I know that people have been reaching out to me. I know I've been able, a little bit anyway, in all the busyness, able to talk to people that I haven't connected with in quite a while. And one of the key reasons that I think people are feeling disconnected right now is because they're not with other people as much as they normally are. They're feeling isolated and they're feeling a sense of loss, and people do attract people. This is one of the things that I normally use when I'm talking about designing a space, an exhibit or an attraction or some kind of event, that people, if you have a lot of people there, more people will come just because other people are there. And that is an attraction itself. We want to be with other people, but as humans, we long to be with them, and right now we can't. There's a guy named Klaus Schwab who wrote a book called The Fourth Industrial Revolution, and he captured it well when he said, the more digital and high-tech the world becomes, the greater the need to feel the human touch. And that's what's missing right now, and there will always be an innate and strong human need for that. So that is not going to go away. The face-to-face marketing arena will not go away. It may change slightly, but I think one reason at the end of this, we can have a renewed appreciation for being face-to-face with people in a way that we never had before. I think it's going to be so strong. I would also urge us to reimagine what this is going to look like on the other side. What will a trade show and event industry look like after COVID-19? What will your business look like after this? What will your culture look like? Maybe we could imagine a world with no drayage even. I don't know. Just throwing that out there, food for thought. But because we have the opportunity right now to shape and influence what it's going to look like, we do have the opportunity to be proactive and take steps and measures to change it in some way. So really, I do think we're going to rebound. I think we're going to come back, and I'm calling this the Great Global Reset, but it's our opportunity to change things during this time. So imagine how it might be different. I don't think that everything's going to be exactly the same after it comes back. So some people are talking about, well, I wanted things to get back to normal. I don't know that it will ever be exactly the way it was. Maybe it will down the road, and I hope it will be close to that. But it might be slightly different even so. But we need each other, as you all know, in order for the rebound to work. And we need to also take a holistic approach to this. So in some cases, as the industry continues to evolve and things and technology changes, those who are trying to disrupt and say we don't need face-to-face marketing anymore or whatever, of course are wrong, and that is going to still be very important for all of us. But we need to look at maybe there are some things that happen differently in terms of some virtual things in that space that happen in addition to the face-to-face. And the world truly, as we know, is connected, and we are all feeling that disconnection. At the same time, we're realizing how much that things happen around the world are impacting all of us. And looking at the rebound, we've talked earlier before the conference started about the timing of the rebound, and there was a recent study put out by EDPA in the last few days for, I think, mostly U.S. respondents, that there most people tend to believe that Q1 and Q2 of 2021 is going to be the time frame when it really does get back to more normal. But we can anticipate that things will be a little bit different, and in that process we need to look at the trends of what is happening and connect the dots and take a holistic approach to solving some of these challenges and issues as we do, and look at what it's going to be after that. Face-to-face marketing and the event and trade show industry is going to survive. I think it will look a little bit different. And I want to leave you with this one quote, maybe a little bit of inspiration, but the closer you are to the problem, the larger it seems. It will look much smaller in the rearview mirror after it's over. And I can't wait for that time. Thank you all for joining us today, and I hope you enjoyed this session on the Great Global Reset, which was given to IFAS in April of 2020. Our thoughts and prayers continue to be with all of you in the industry who are feeling the effects, as we all are, of the pandemic and the impact that it's having on your businesses, your personal lives, your friends, and so on. And I hope you enjoyed this session. I hope you got something out of it. I hope it was inspirational to you in some way or another, or informative. If so, please feel free to share it with others in your circle of influence or share it on social media. We do appreciate that. And please continue to try to stay safe and healthy and wear a mask in public. And we'll see you next time on the Global Exhibitor Podcast.
We like to remind people that all business is conducted within the context of culture. So each episode provides insights to help marketers understand the cultures they're trying to reach and strategies for building bridges across cultural divides. If you like the Global Exhibitor Podcast, please share it with others, subscribe to it, and rate it on iTunes. We greatly appreciate the feedback. Please also check out our website and blog at www.globalexhibitor.com. And finally, if you or someone you know would make an interesting guest on this podcast, please let us know by sending an email to guest@globalexhibitor.com. And until next time, thank you for listening.